Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, I'm Savin Gavia, and you are now listening to Can a Player Play live every Sunday at 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Make sure you check out these good fellas at www.facebook.com/playerology. And also, make sure to get your copy of the new book entitled Who Is She and What Is She to You on Amazon or worldmovement.com. Can a Player Play? Oh, pretty Tony. Put in a...
I'm on it as you squeeze me like you need me. It's literal that you succeed because you got my knees weak. I'm ready for whatever, baby, don't tease me. I need it like it's yesterday, continue as you please me. I'm here to testify you all that I got. Let's make it happen while I wait now, leave it.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. Can a player play? Riding through every Sunday, 2:30 p.m. You know, your boy Pretty Tone, KDD Esquire, Lady Joy. We come to you and rep every Sunday. What's happening, bro? And that's cool.
Hey.
Let me let the usual suspects jump in.
Hey, Tony. Happy 4th of July to you. And also,
well, you know, I'm going
to
give you
also
a good old
homeboy,
next
too. Don't be just blowing up shit, okay? Don't be just setting fires to stuff. Just be blowing up stuff. That
absolutely.
Goes to you too, K Diddy. You know, I love you, baby. And we.
Well,
have
I'm blowing up shit, just so you know.
Okay.
Well, you know, I'm one of those who believe in Malcolm X's word that, you know, I didn't land on Plymouth Rock. Plymouth Rock landed
Rock
on
landed
me.
Landed on you. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But it's Happy Family Day. It's a good day to be with, you know, family, hang out, you know, catch up with everybody. So Happy Family Day to everybody out there, man. You know what I mean? I hope this moment is catching everybody with some good vibrations around them, because we all have enough of the bull crap going on.
Mm-hmm.
You figure that, Mr. K. Diddy? Good
yes,
evening, sir. Peter. How are you?
I'm fantastic, big brother. How about yourself?
You know, I've been trying to survive. I woke up this morning, so I'm still swinging. I'm still swinging.
Well, as long as the pitcher keeps pitching, you got to keep swinging.
Okay.
and that leads us into today's topic. Our topic is called Do Not Let Your Struggle Destroy Your Stride. And I'm going to be honest and tell y'all what the motivation behind this topic was. I was watching. If anybody gets a chance, they need to get on YouTube and look up the Notorious B-U-M, the Notorious Thumb. A young gentleman named Jay Slash. He is, y'all going to think I'm losing my mind, and I say this, he is a crackhead down in Louisiana.
A crackhead, you said?
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. He's a crackhead, a rapping crackhead down in Louisiana who's gotten close to, I think, 500,000 hits on YouTube, and I checked him out, and as I was watching him, I could see, you know, he's not no Jay-Z or anything of that nature, but you can see that at some point in this young man's life, he had potential. At
wow.
some point under the right tool that you could see, he could have probably been something. I don't know what that something is, but his demons and his struggle completely derailed him. Now he's the most famous crackhead in the world.
Wow.
Yeah, I was just going to say, how many hits you say he got?
Almost 500,000.
Yeah, well, whatever he's doing better than a whole lot of people.
Okay, that's my crackhead. Working, bro.
The videos, it started off with like one or two or three videos of him, but it's up to dozens now because people are actually going down there looking for this young man so that they can record him. And he survived. You know, if you watch from the first video to the last, you can see he's much better well-dressed now.
Well, hopefully, you know, with him getting all these hits and everything, and he is in the situation that he is in, maybe this will help him to get out of that, you know?
I don't know, because what I saw
hopefully.
In him was...
All I can say is hopefully.
Yes, indeed. But you see, I saw the opposite of that in him, that now that he's reveling in his newfound fame that was brought to him courtesy of his struggle, it has completely stopped his stride because now, you know, he's making $20, $30, $40, $50 a day just because people want to video him so that they can add.
Well, I'm just saying I hope he's not using this to feed his habit, you know, that he can get the help that he needs and get all off of this ish, you know?
Well, one of his hit songs is That's How I Kick It When I Smoke. Oh,
okay.
Man.
Okay, dude, whatever. This is how I kick it when I smoke. All righty then.
But anyway, on a more serious note, I want, first of all, we open up the show with some music from the good folks over there at World Movement Records, www.worldmovement.com. The name of that artist slips me right now, but she's somebody you can check out over there at World Movement.
Okay.
KD, did you say the name?
Oh, yeah, that was Side Effect.
That was who?
Side Effect.
Side Effect. Okay.
Side Effect. You know, the group that Mickey Howard came from.
Right. That's my girl, Mickey Howard, y'all.
One of y'all phones making a whole lot of noise, and I don't know who it is.
Well, it sounds like you got us on speaker because I'm hearing echoes and stuff. So what is that?
I definitely do not have y'all on speaker, man. Is that coming through any clearer?
I'm hearing it, but I'm hearing an echo behind it too, though.
Oh, I'm not hearing an echo, and I'm not on speaker either.
I'm not on speaker. I'm on my house phone, not my cell phone, and I hear echoes and stuff.
Okay, hold on.
Don't be going there with, you're hearing voices and stuff. No.
I bought a whole new milk carton just for this.
Okay.
Okay. 111, I see you got your hands up. Welcome to the show.
Well, it's about freaking time. Why don't you keep me on hold for about 30 minutes?
Hell no.
All right.
Here we go. There goes the neighborhood.
That's right. Here I am.
Hey, Joe. How you doing? Haven't talked to you in a while. Where you been?
How's everybody doing?
Fine. How are you?
All right. So,
In a while.
Yeah. How are you? Everybody's okay?
Oh, yeah. You okay?
Hey, Tony.
Yeah.
You never did tell us that guy was getting all them hits. His name was Joe.
Okay. All righty then. Joe, I said nothing, so don't say nothing smart to me because I did it. Okay?
I'm not. I know that was K. Diddy. He did it all by himself.
I'm just letting you know before you start.
I'm not starting with you.
Joe, I want to personally apologize to Joy because me and K. Diddy were throwing out some speculation and allegations.
Yeah, they were.
I'm a man enough to admit when I was wrong. K. Diddy instigated and started vicious rumors that since that last time you called, you and Joy hooked up and she had you chained up in the basement. So I'm glad you're alive.
And you came up missing and all kind of shit they blame me for. I'm like, I don't even know who's. I can picture Joe wherever he was at. They said you came up missing. I had something to do with it.
I
had you chained up and all kind of dumb shit.
The only reason that kind of rumor circulated is because that was K did his dream for himself.
You know what I'm saying?
and
I'm gonna tell you, dude, like it rough. Okay, he likes it rough. Tell me that.
And only reason she would know that is why, Joe.
Because I did it. What? I admit my shit. I ain't scared of you.
Listen. Hey, don't have your people come looking for me. You got no secrets.
Joe, he said
I didn't do it, y'all.
I was responsible, you know, because we ain't heard from you in a couple of weeks and stuff. Mm-hmm. And they were going to send people to my house and stuff. About you, I'm like, I don't even know this man. I couldn't tell you what he looked like.
You trying to send your people to my house about you?
No, I didn't. No, I didn't. That was about you.
I go away for about three weeks, come back, and nothing's changed. You know that?
Mm-hmm.
All right, good.
We like having your monkey ass here.
Don't start with me, Niglet.
I'm just saying.
Niglet.
Don't call me Niglet.
Well,
nigga.
You call me Niglet and monkey ass, but you're getting
attacked. Okay, I'm just saying. We're glad to have you back. I'm trying to give you a compliment, and you tripping and shit already. We ain't even talked about nothing.
Oh, yes, you did. You did.
What did you do?
Okay.
Blame it on Tony.
All right, Joe.
Trying to tell you. I'm trying to tell you.
God, why did I even come back?
Hold on. We got some people confused in the chat room. Y'all just jumping in the Elohim show, WYMS Radio. Welcome to the show. They say we bugging. Yeah, we kind of bugging right now because, you know, my man Joe from Montana is back. He had been missing for a while, and there were some vicious rumors going around that my co-host Joy had chained him up in the basements and had the whips and all that cracking. But none of that happened. Joe is alive and well. That's what we're talking about. The topic of today's show is do not let your struggles destroy your stride. You know what I'm saying? That's what we're really talking about today.
I
was telling you a lot of...
I'm still muted.
Say that again?
Oh, I'm on the air. Oh, okay. I thought you muted
me. You are on the air, Joe, my man. You are on the air.
Right.
We ain't gonna mute you, and you just jumped in.
Oh, okay.
Joe, believe me, I just got connected with some Jenny Craig shit that came up on my phone. You know, I don't need that. But what I'm saying is they tried to blame me for you missing an action, you know, and I'm like, I don't know what happened. They said I had you in the basement all chained up and all that stuff.
All right.
I'm like, I don't even know this man. But I'm glad to have you back, even though I can't stand your ass, but I'm glad to have you back so we can chop it up and shit, okay?
And I am not going to respond so that this show can go on the way
Tony wants
it to. Whatever,
dude. I'm just giving your ass a compliment.
Oh,
thanks.
Jesus H.
Joe, I want you
to
jump in on today's topic, my dear friend.
Okay.
Do not let your struggle destroy your stride.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? What do you think about that topic? Is there something you would like to run with that on a little bit, or you need a moment to ponder it?
No. Life is tough. Life is going to be tough. Life's going to stay tough. Life will be tough in the future, and you have to know how to deal with it. And if you don't, then it's going to get you down. So you better learn how to deal with it. You know, men is men, women is women. We have to deal with whatever is in our way, whether or not we get the job, we get the girl, we get the guy, we get what we want, we get the $1 million, we get the $100,000 a year salary. You got to deal with it, and you got to move forward. Simple.
I like that. That's
it too.
Very simple. Hold on. We got somebody else trying to jump in here. 347, what's good? Welcome to the show.
How y'all doing? It's the Elohim show. Y'all bugging, man. What's going on? What's good?
Ain't nobody bugging, baby. We're just saying it what it is. You know? Bring it. We're not bugging. This is what we do.
That's what it is. Because I was real serious all day today with my show. I was real serious. I ain't really bugged out. I kept it real with my topic, but y'all bugging today. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is.
Why we got
to
be bugging?
We're glad to have you. We're glad to have you wanted to chime in on the topic of the show, and you just stopped and you were showing us love, brother.
Yeah, show love. I'm looking at what y'all got about the everyday life thing. That's what moved me to up and down. You know what I'm saying? You got to stay strong. You know what I'm saying? Because I just went through some struggles with my show. Not a struggle with my show, but, you know, I'm doing excellent with my show, but all of a sudden, man, I had to start bobbing and waving to stay on air. Just all kinds of nonsense started coming up, and you know what I mean? I'm going on air one time and taking my listeners through the twist. You know what I'm saying? But then I had to put up posters like, "I'm sorry, y'all. I'll be back in a couple of days." You know, I'm bobbing and weaving, so like I'm back out here right now. You know what I'm saying? So the topic.
Well, we're glad you're back up and running. Cause Block Talk do be tripping, brother. Because last night I was having a whole lot of technical difficulties on the site. So yeah, that's definitely part of the struggle. But you know what I mean? The good news is you up and you running and you on live with us, and we're glad to have you, brother. We'll come through and check you out soon, man.
Yeah, we do that.
Please do. Oh, my first three shows back from July have been great. The downloads is back to normal, usual. You know what I mean? They love me. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I surf around, because I get a lot of love from Blog Talk hosts. You know what I'm saying?
What's the topics of your shows?
Okay. I'm a music producer. I produce my own music. I'm into producing clean hip-hop and R&B. You can catch me Mondays through Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, the Elohim Show. That's E-L-O-H-E-E-M, Elohim. And at 9... Mondays through Fridays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. It's just everything pertaining to our people, black people in the hood. I don't care what it is. I get into issues. I want to talk about it from the gun violence, from these teenagers, from these girls with diseases, even the other things about Why do people have the right mates, but they still cheat? I mean, we get to them. We just talk about topics. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, okay.
That's what I'm talking about. Okay, that's what I'm talking about.
But on my show, it can't be like, you know, I like everybody to keep it 100 and official and real. And as long as we can agree to disagree on my show, because I'm a neutral host. You know what I'm saying? We would get along just beautifully. So we can argue and all that, but at the end of the day, I still want to see that little heart at the end, at, you know, like, love you, Elohim. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's
strong
that's,
love, brother.
That's how I like to do, you know? Because to me, it's like, when it comes to a lot of hot topics, you know, everybody has different philosophies and opinions. Okay, so we want to disagree, you know, because we're trying to get to a certain point, especially when the topic is good and everybody got their input, then they got their own little bit of knowledge bases that they don't have individually, and, you know, it might not coincide all the time all together, but still we all trying to reach the common goal. We got to remember to stay neutral so we can get all the pearls from everybody and still stay friends. You know,
can I give you some advice?
Okay, but I'm listening.
Okay. On this show, Tony, you were lucky Tony didn't cut you off.
Oh, boy.
All right, on other shows, if you come in and the first thing you do is start plugging your show, you're gone. So
okay.
I would advise you.
No.
Yeah, it is the truth.
I like hearing
first
that.
Thing.
No. Keep it real with me, because that's just how I do my show. Keep it real.
All right. What, Tony? Okay, 95% of the shows, if anybody goes in there and they're not at least a semi-regular, and somebody says, okay, what do you guys have to contribute to the topic today, and you start talking about your show, you're gone.
Well, really, I thought I did when I was talking about how I was bobbing and weaving.
Yeah,
the struggles
I know,
of my show, you know what I'm saying? Because that's what y'all was talking about. Every day our life is full of ups and downs, and we need to adapt and adjust.
Hold on for a second. We always welcome other people that have opinions onto our show. We're not selfish like that, you know. So don't think that you're going to get cut off or anything like that. If you got something to contribute to what we're talking about, we love that. You know,
well,
we're not cutting off anybody.
I was jumping. Y'all was sounding like y'all was having a good time. I looked at y'all.
Oh, yeah, that's what we do, baby.
I was just bugging with y'all, you know, because I'm usually a very serious guy. That's what me being more laid back and bugging.
But don't get into the hype about, they're not going to let you in because you got a show. No. We welcome all opinions.
Do not talk for me, please. Okay, I'm talking about 95% of other shows, as I've already stated. I'm not talking about this show. I already said, Tony, let him in.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. Well, what he's saying right now, when Elohim drops in on a lot of shows, I get nothing but love. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know how everybody else, but they love me. People love me. They love me.
We're going to keep the train rolling. Elohim, my man.
Let me tell you something. I didn't mean to come to bring this thing. Let me tell you something. I love y'all show. I'm gonna come through
and holler at your show, brother.
Okay, I didn't mean to offend nobody. I just thought
it's not even about that. You know, we like different opinions. That's what the show is about. Because opinions are like assholes. Everybody got one. Okay, and we love that. That's what our show is about. We value that. Okay. And you know, it's like, bring it. We ain't scared. We ain't scared of none of that. And that's my mantra. Bring it. I ain't scared of you.
Wait till all you come to my show. See how much you love it.
Well, let us know about your show. As a matter of fact, before we get into that, I want to jump on this little track here. You know what I mean? Because my good folks over there at World Movement, sometimes I have the show rolling, and I don't show them enough love, so I'm making sure I'm giving them a chance to showcase the music over there at www.worldmovement.com. Joe, don't go nowhere. We got you back. Enjoy. I want to say my apologies once again, but blame KBD for instigating it.
Yeah, he started like always.
Yes, indeed. Welcome back to the show, Can a Player Play? You know, every Sunday, come through here at 2:30 and represent life, love, and all that, everything in between, drama. You know what I mean? That song brought to you by the good folks over there at www.worldmovement.com. Also, this week, I want to finally announce that we got the big website up running for all the books. So everybody out there checking your boy Pretty Tony out, you can go to the www.playersuniversitysygu.com to get copies of your book, Leave Me Messages. That's the website for the books, Playerology, Player Step Your Game Up, and the new book, Who Is She and What Is She to You, which will be ready for the road in about, another 30 days. Very excited about that, you know what I mean? Me and my man K. Biddy have put in a lot of work on it. So, a matter of fact, I want to go on here publicly, because, you know, my man is always getting on me. See, to publicly acknowledge my man K. Diddy's efforts in bringing the books all to fruition, because without his guidance at times, a young buck like myself tends to stray off and be hard-headed and trying to veer off from the course. So big shouts out to my man K. Diddy for riding with your boy, you know what I'm saying? Today's topic, do not let your struggle destroy your stride. A lot of times in this life, things happen to us that derail us from a plan that we've laid out for ourselves or a plan that our parents laid out, and we get caught up in issues that completely take away from things we know we need to be focused on. Mm-hmm. You have a gift. You have a talent, you have a career, you have a family, and something comes up, you know, heartache is normally one of the key contributing factors in this where, you know, you just completely come apart at the hinges because something hurts your heart and we let the important stuff, not saying that heartache is not, is by means a small thing, but we lose track of the overall picture. The overall picture, whereas you'll see a mother or father, you know, neglect their kids because they hurt you or because the relationship ended, you know what I mean? One person is no longer part of the
family. Financial has a lot to do with it.
Or financial, too. Oh, of course. Of course. Financial is a big factor.
Tony, what's your URL again for the book?
Say that again?
What's your address again for the book?
Oh, the address for the book is www.playersuniversitysygu.com.
S-Y-G? Okay.
Say that again?
I got www, then dot player.
Players.
Right,
got to put players. The S in there. Players
right.
University.
S-Y-G?
S-Y-G-U.com.
Okay.
That's
right.
StepYourGameUp.com.
Oh, okay. Yep.
That's basically what it is, StepYourGameUp.com. But
there you go.
But www.playersuniversitysygu.com, that's where you can come through and holler at your boy, man, and get copies of the book.
All right, so you're going to have the book released next month then, huh?
Basically, we're going to do the big book release next month.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And, Jay, I see you in the chat room. What's up, girl? Thanks for coming through and chilling with us, NJ. You know, we're glad to see you, baby.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? WYMS Radio, I see you in the chat room, too. Good to see you. Good to see everybody chilling with us. You know what I mean? As the New York folks say, we do be buzzing on here. But, you know, today's show really had meaning to me because, like I said, for all of y'all who missed it, this was inspired by the notorious BUM, a crackhead on YouTube, who's gotten close to 500,000 hits. And
okay.
I sat down and I watched him. A lot of people I know are watching him because they're amused by him. But I saw more to him than just him sitting up there bugging and tripping on YouTube and people recording him. I saw a young man who at some point had a gift, the capability to rap, to put rhymes
together. You know what, Tony? And it's like I said earlier, you know, I hope that he can use this that's given to him as a gift you know, to move forward and be able to get off of the drug and make his life even better. You know what I'm saying? Just as
I don't know. You know, personally, you know, I'm that other guy, but shit, I don't even know his brother's own drugs, you know. People say everything. Everybody got their own thing right now, you know. Shoot. If he owns drugs and he getting $500,000 hit like you say, and he's finna get all this endorsement, that's telling a whole lot of people they need to go get on drugs.
Exactly. It's like, oh, you know, you're a crackhead, you can get this here.
But then on the flip side of that is, you know, we're in the greatest country in the world, so it just also shows that anybody could be anything and anybody can do anything and they can still rise to the top, you know.
There you go. And that was sort of where I was going with this, is because out there we get derailed and we get taken away, you know what I mean? And as you observe him, trust me when you observe him, for anybody that grew up in the hood, you know this brother ain't faking. You know what I mean? Because the way you find him is you go to the McDonald's or the Wendy's, and he's normally around there washing cars.
Wow.
And time after time, different people's down there videotaping him. But ladies and gentlemen, K. Diddy just said it best. Despite whatever flaws and issues we may have, with a lot that's going on in this country, still one of the greatest countries, where on Monday you can be one way and by Friday something can happen for you.
Tony,
did he
say why he's on drugs?
He met Jordan.
One of the main things that I picked up from him is the death of his mother. About the death of his mother triggered him. That's one of the things I picked up off him. But, you know, there's so many videos I just stopped watching because, like I said, a lot of people are watching him just to watch him and be amused by him. And that's one of the reasons I went when I saw the link. But then as I got to watching video after video, you know, what triggered me was I'm like, I see that at some point he had something and something just completely derailed him.
Yeah.
And I think that he's kind of embraced the lifestyle that he has now. Mm-hmm. And like Joy said, one of my greatest fears is that because everybody is down there in Louisiana looking for him, giving him $5 and $10 now, and done set up a P.O. box that you can send donations to him, but nobody's going to try to get him where he needs to be so that he can actually function.
Right, exactly, exactly.
Mm.
All right. And it's really sad, you know. Hopefully he can use what he's doing now to turn it around for him to get better and get off that shit. That's not good for nobody, you know. And so I know some people that do drugs and stuff like that, they come across some profoundness, you know, because they high. Okay? Maybe so, but in the long run, you know, you're going to keep getting high and keep getting high and keep getting high. And it's not good for anyone. You know, you got family that cares about you, don't want to see you like that. You know, you might see that profoundness going on right now, and maybe you can say a couple of words that makes sense. But in the long run, it's not going to happen. You know, clean.
What happened?
What?
Oh, you got your conversation was cut off in the middle.
You know, it seems like on a larger note, you know, just speaking of where we are right here right now, you know, Nevada, Las Vegas, job unemployment wise, man, we're on the top of the list right about now. So it kind of doesn't really matter. It still goes back to the topic of the show. You cannot let your struggle destroy your stride, because it's always going to be something. It's going to be crack, or it's going to be alcohol, you know what I'm saying, or it's going to be tobacco. Whatever your vice is, there's always a weakness for that individual if there's a weakness, you know what I'm saying? So you still got to stay focused on the bottom line. You can't let nothing
take you out. There you go.
Nothing take you out. You can't let your brother, mama, woman, your personal vices, whatever. You can't let none of that shit take you out at the end of the day, because no matter how you lose, you still lost, buddy. The secret is, not to lose
or to get up. Okay, Diddy.
Absolutely. And that's where we at. You're absolutely right, Joe, because at the end of the day, man, K. Diddy, you just said it. Man, you a profound brother when you choose to be. And I tell people all the time,
you don't feel my pain.
I feel my pain. You know what I mean? And he just said something so profound when he's like, no matter how you lose, you the one losing. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
But I want
to you know, I've met men. You know what I mean? Because I've done work with the homeless, and I've met men in the park, and I'm going to say women, too, who a relationship ended, you know, because sometimes it's not even a substance. It's something that triggered them over to the substance, who a relationship ended 10 years ago, and they're still so hurt by this that you're homeless in the park getting high on Ripple.
Ripple, okay.
Who are you hurting? Who are you hurting? That person long gone on.
Hey man, I heard some shit dumber than that. I heard this dude say he called his woman with another woman, so now he don't even like women no more.
Oh damn.
Wow.
Now tell me
what part of the game is it when you don't have no self esteem, no pride, no balls, no heart, no nothing, that you let somebody have so much power over you that you let them change your whole being.
A lot of people are like that. A lot of young kids, millions of people are like that.
And it's not just the young, though, Joe. You know, it's older people, too.
Older people, too.
That they've been cheated out of whatever.
Yeah,
you know,
the thing is that...
Age really doesn't have anything to do with it, you know?
But the younger people, that they don't get support from their parents, if they don't get support from authority figures, or they don't get support from their family other than their parents, then they're very susceptible to that type of...
Yeah, they ain't getting no support from no authority figures because they twisted too, Joe. That's the whole problem.
I mean, all of America is effed up. The thing is that when you're young and something like that happens, if you don't know how to get through it, by the time you reach over 40 or 50, then you really effed up. And yeah, there are people who are older who are twisted, right? Morally speaking, but there are people who can't deal with life situations. They get one or two or three heartbreaks, and then they're just out of it. The thing is that we need to know how to go on. We need to know, and those who do need to know, the books are out there. The counseling is out there. People just don't take advantage of it.
You just gave me an idea, Joe. Mm-hmm. I'm a developer, ignorant pill. I'm serious. I'm a developer pill. I'm gonna make sure you get your cut. I'm a developer pill to combat ignorance. Mm-hmm. Because what I'm going with this is, man, there's a great number of people out there that just simply don't know what they don't know.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They just don't know what they don't know, because if they did know, they could go to the books, they could mm-hmm. seek help, they could seek viable resolutions to their situations, and they wouldn't veer off to the left. So there's a lot of people out there that just don't know what they don't know. So I'm going to give it to the ignorance man, and I'm going to make that my new objective.
Mm-hmm.
I know what I don't know.
Yeah. I want to get this in. K. Diddy, NJ in the chat room says that you're always profound. Lady Joy, she says she got mad love for you. And she also says, hello, Joe.
Who's this?
NJ.
Hey, okay, NJ. How you doing?
And big ups to you. Don't eat two more of those ribs. Get you some vitamins off of the face, bro.
Hey, Kate, Diddy, what was that you had on your site? You going to paint some ribs and stuff? What was that?
What?
You said you were going to paint a picture of some ribs on your site. Because nobody invited you to have ribs with them today.
Oh. Oh, well, okay. Well, I ain't never said that.
Subtle dig. And K. Diddy picked up on it, I know, because he picks up on the digs you give me.
I got that one.
You know, it ain't even about you.
Oh, boy. Because nobody
this is me and KJ. You know, we have our own thing going on. Don't hate Joe, okay?
Yeah, don't worry.
Okay, don't hate.
Don't worry.
Whatever.
You're
okay,
right.
This is about me and KJ. So.
I understand.
Mm-hmm. I said, tell you, quit trying to put a contract out on me. Me and your husband.
I'm not. I am not trying to put a contract out on your ass. Believe me. If I put a contract out on you, you would know about it. All right? Y'all might not know about it. Your ass come up dead some damn well. Wait.
I'm trying to prevent that.
Okay.
God.
You ain't even hear me, though.
All the folks in the chat room, what's good? Hey, this is what we do every Sunday. You know, something we represent. You know what I mean? We switch from prolific together in a heartbeat.
Mm. You know what I mean? It don't take long.
And it don't take long. But it's still a beautiful thing. And look, good
it's a bit of a thing. It's a bit of a thing.
Take something from us. Please, take something from us.
Take
joy. You know, every week I like to remind that it doesn't matter what's going on. It doesn't matter what's going on. If you can learn something from us, please learn something, because there's so much that wants to derail you from the best life that you can lead.
That's
you understand
right.
what I'm saying? There's something, you know, whether it's a substance, whether it's an issue, whether it's emotional heartache, whether it's a person, at the end of the day, like my man K. Diddy said, if you're losing, you're the one losing. And that's what a lot of us tend to forget. You know, when you hurt yourself, you're hurting yourself first and foremost. And then everybody else comes after you, but guess who the first one is?
Okay.
That feels that thing.
Talking about
I want you. I'm gonna drop something deep on y'all right now.
Drop
this
it, bro.
The thing that I read, you know, what I mean, and I make sure I give people their credit. I read it on ReadPerfectPerfect.com. It says, "We may not always be free to choose our circumstances, but we're always free to choose how we're going to respond to them. When we declare our personal declaration of independence, we set the human spirit soaring as an eagle that knows no limits on how high it can fly."
Ooh, I like.
For those of y'all that shot right over your head, I'm going to break it down in simpleton terms, because I'm a simpleton myself. It is saying that if you lock your damn self in the closet and you stay in the closet and don't let nobody come help you, nor do you help yourself, you're hurting yourself. If something happens to take away from you, you got to put your boots on, like my man Joe said, and go seek that which can help you to ease the pain. I'm not saying go get high, because anybody who tells you that getting high helps, it is a temporary fix. That's why people constantly get high.
That's right.
You feel me? Because as soon as the high comes down, the pain is
back. When you come down from that high, the problem is still the same.
Still there. You got to get to the root of the problem and get to addressing it. And all of us want that silver bullet. If you feel the pain Monday morning, by Monday evening, you want it gone. No, sometimes you got to soak that pain in so that you know, okay, I ain't going to stick my damn finger in the light socket again.
Can I get an amen on that?
Amen.
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 But that's what you got to do. The pain got to run through you and let it take its course. But what you're doing, as the title suggests today, is you got to keep your stride going. Don't sit and wallow in the pain. Function. Become busy. Find something to do. Find somebody to talk to. Because then you become your worst enemy when you're staying alone. You and your pain just at home, locked up in the house.
Oof.
Thank you. The pain takes over you, and hell, the pain starts talking to you. And anybody who's been through this know what I'm talking about. When the pain starts talking to you, and all you can end up with is tears, you're doing something wrong. You need to be somewhere where you at least can hear something that might bring a smile to your face. You need to be somewhere where you can get somebody to address certain things with you. Hell, go jog. Join the gym. Do jump ropes. And if you're angry at the person, go get a punching bag and get the sock in and kick it and put their face on it.
Yeah, just put a picture of their face on that, okay? And just punch their monkey ass out.
You understand what I'm saying? But don't wallow in the pain, because the struggle then takes away from your stride, and by the time you look up, you're 4 months behind on your mortgage or your rent, 4 months behind on the car note. You understand? You forgot to pay in your child's daycare, the credit cards, and then you have dug a new hole to drown your own self in. You've got to keep the stride going. That's the message today. And even if it's not heartache, sometimes you have a dream and it gets derailed a few times. You thought you could write a book, but you've never been able to get the book out, so you've thrown the book in the trash. And that hurts you to your heart. You think you're a songwriter, but you ain't never shown nobody your song. You showed it to one person or two who shot you down, and you've just given up. So now you're wounded on the inside because your dream has gone over into the pothole on the side of the road. Life was never meant to be easy. Believe in yourself. Keep the stride going. If two people shoot you down, find a third. If you're writing that song and this person, that person, maybe it's your songwriting way. Approach it from a different way. You're trying to sell a rock and roll song to an R&B artist. It ain't going to work. You know what I mean? They're different genres. You're trying to be a doggone fiction writer while your book is nonfiction and you took it to a fiction company. I don't know. I'm saying.
You're making good points, though. You're making good points. There are people who probably don't realize that the niches that they're in are not the same niches they're presenting what their dreams are. So they got to learn how to get on the right road. Yeah, you're right.
There you go.
Don't that go back to what I said? People don't know what they don't know, damn it. Mm-hmm. If they knew that, they would do that shit, don't you think?
Yeah,
sometimes
they might,
but a
lot of people don't even recognize it, you know, and they might not, you know. We, you know, other people see things that the people that are involved don't see, you know. And when we bring it to their attention, it's like, oh, yeah, well, why are you telling me this? Okay, because I'm seeing something that you're not seeing.
LP, ignorant PO. What do you think is a good
name? You know what I'm saying?
And Jay, I'm going to tell these good folks that you're in the chat room talking about, by Joy and Joe sitting in a tree. And then she pulls.
Don't even go there with that dumb shit.
Blowing me.
Don't even go there with that.
Hold on, that ain't the worst of it. They said, Joy, you got to get a punching bag. You have to get one and put Joy's face in it. Huh, Lady Joy?
How did
that
get
that? That room. That ain't the chat room rolling. Anyway, that's all Ann J and their instigating stuff. But
yeah,
anyway.
Well, as you know, I didn't kidnap Joe monkey ass. He's still around and kicking.
The jury's still out on that one.
Don't be sending nobody to my house
looking for him because
he ain't tied up.
Kidnapped to your monkey ass.
No, I'm just saying, Joe.
I know what you're saying.
I
hear it.
They accused. They haven't heard
and
from you,
gotta
you in a few weeks.
And you got to keep on talking to it.
No, I'm just saying, they ain't heard from Joe in a couple.
I know what you're saying. I hear you.
Okay,
yes,
and I'm just
something?
Letting it know that you are alive and you are alive and well.
Since
I was a part of it, Joy, I want to say that I apologize, but that still don't let you off the hook, because there is a thing, I think it's called a Stockholm Syndrome or something, where the hostage...
Hell ever, dude.
For the
okay.
Stockholm Syndrome, that's a fascinating topic.
Whatever. Okay. You know.
Syndrome, right, Joe?
Yeah, but that doesn't apply to Joy.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
Don't start asking about it.
Don't write a check that your monkey ass can't cash.
There she
goes,
that monkey
ass. Hold on, Joy.
That's right. I said it. What?
I know.
Joy, he's actually defending you. He's actually defending you because in the Stockholm syndrome, the person that was held captive becomes head over heels over the captor and say whatever they want them to say. And I was trying to insinuate that you done beat Joe into compliance, and now he on here denying
and
that
he liked it. And he liked it.
I don't like nothing, your monkey nigglet ass dog.
Whatever, Joe. I love you, baby. Mwah.
Oh, God. You don't even know what Stockholm Syndrome is about. That's why if you did know, you wouldn't have asked. What's the Stockholm Syndrome?
Whatever, dude. I love you.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
Don't love me.
I love you anyway.
Don't love me.
Whether you want me to or not, you got that, bruh.
Anyway, Tony,
deal
with
it.
You were talking before, you know, the thing interrupted you. Oh, you got nothing to say now, Joy?
Oh, I'm here, baby. Like I always say, I ain't scared of none of y'all. Bring it. Okay?
All right.
Bring it. And especially you, Joe. And you know what, Joe? I'm really glad to hear from you. I was being accused of all kind of stuff because you hadn't showed up. They were sending people to my door, you know, the FBI and all that bullshit.
Yeah.
Where the hell is Joe? I don't know Joe, monkey ass. I don't know where he's at.
There we go. See, I knew that
and,
was happening.
And
I knew that.
But
I'm trying to be
letting you know.
Listen, wait a minute. Your monkey ass ain't there.
Whatever.
And I'm whatever, dude. Yeah, I know.
Well, the ignorant girl, we're going to be sending out free samples.
Oh, give them all to Joy. Oh. All of them.
Joy, hold on.
Yes.
Joy, you there?
I'm here.
Good folks. They say all good things must come to an end.
Mm-hmm.
And we have had a great show today. Joy and Joe. We're glad that all the rumors and speculation have been cleared up.
Whatever, dude.
Hey, can I promote my show at the end?
Yes. You have a show, Joe, and you ain't invited us on?
I just started last week, so I'll wait till you finish, and then I'll talk about my show for about a minute.
Well, go ahead. What's your show about, Joe?
Oh, well, it's about politics for now, and I will be.
Oh, but wait a minute! Wait, Joe. There is a catch. You can promote your show if you promote our show on your show.
You come to my show, I'll be glad to promote it.
All right.
Okay. Because it's about politics. I will be accused of being a racist. I will be accused of being misogynist.
Oh, we already knew that.
And I will be accused of being against homosexuals, because that's my show is all about real, deep, dark truth. It's about no political correctness. The N-word will be called out. The other racial epithets will be called out, spelled out, said out loud in reference to hate crimes and stuff like that. I will be attacking all of America because all of America, you're about the dumbest creatures on the planet, Americans. You are so stupid how you let America be the way that it is today. So the name of the show is False Flag, and it's on Wednesdays now. It just started last week. It was a boring show last week, so I hope it's not going to be as boring as it was last week.
We hope not, too. Okay.
And I'm ignoring it. So it'll be on at Wednesdays, 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 o'clock Pacific time. And that's it.
What's the call-in number? What's the call-in number, Joe? So, because I'll call in, politics.
I don't know offhand. Oh. It's just
All right, well, send us an email, Joe.
It's False Flag. You know, it'll pop up in the search engine, BTR, and the number will be there. And I hope you guys do pop up because as raw as this show is, I am going to do my damnedest to beat it. It will be, like I said.
You can't beat this here, bro.
Yeah, you don't curse on this show. You don't say the N word out loud on this show. You don't call.
Oh, we said, nigga. We ain't got a problem with that.
Yeah, but that's amongst you all. Wait till you have
whatever, dude.
Yeah, wait till other people start saying it. And they start saying it in context.
It's not like we ain't heard it from other people before, okay?
We're going to come check you out, Joe. Lady Joy, please do your weekly shout-out. Let the good folks know where they can come holler at you at.
You can get me on Facebook, Joy LaShawn, LaShawn. Hit me up, holler at me, you know, and I'm welcome on my Twitters, my tweets, my MySpace is dead from what I hear, but, you know, holler at a sister. I love hearing from my Facebook family, and you can catch me at Power 88 on Saturdays, power88lv.com on your computer. Give me a shout-out, 702-647-3688. I got that shout-out for you.
All right. And, of course, K. Diddy, do your thing, brother.
Golly, boy. That was hard to follow. I don't even know what to say. How about just worldmovement.com? Real simple. How about that?
All right. www.world. And, of course, you know what I mean? I'm so happy. I got great joy in my heart. www.playersuniversitysygu.com. That's PlayersUniversitySygu, www.playersuniversitysygu.com. Come check your boy Pretty Tony out, check out the books, send me an email, whatever, man. But look, I love y'all, man. What more can a brother say? Every Sunday, holler at your boy.
But my dog, that's the only one I'd head off in my last. Just another look.